Welcome back, everybody. And we always like to have you guys check us out on Facebook. Like us, please. And where else, Donald?
You can check us out on our website, www.thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Just like the Ohio State, which lost last week.
Yeah, heard that.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Not to me.
Here we go again.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Here, you know, our friends cared. In Wisconsin are going to like it, but I was kind of cheering for
Don's
the Gophers.
Comments are like, oh, yeah, who cares? Nobody cares about that.
No.
That's why I'm going to do this story. I will make it brief.
Okay, thank you.
Did it make it to the top of the list again?
It did.
Stop. It did. Number one.
This will do.
Okay, so here's the thing. How many people do you think watch the Olympics?
Quite a few.
Maybe a couple?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Don's comment would be, why would you bother even talking? Nobody watches the Olympics.
All right. What's your story? What do you got?
It's 62 days to the Olympics.
Okay.
The U.S. ski team is doing great. Just had to put up there that Michaela Schifrin, one of the winningest racers ever in ski racing, has now tied one of the winningest ski racers in the men's side of the world, and Ingemar Stenmark. And she just won another slalom event, which is her prime event. But she is going to be in the Olympics this year. She's going to be skiing all five criteria. So I think it's a pretty cool deal to have a U.S. skier that's that good, consistent, and performing in that many areas and performing in a world stage regularly. Jesse Diggins is another one from the area here. Afton, and she parents lived in Red Wing, etc. So business here. So again, pretty amazing, and I have to tip my hat to that, because to be at that level and compete and do as well as she's done with all the
Let's hope she does it in the Olympics.
Yeah, we'll be watching and I'll be commenting, and you'll be just giving me as much crap then as
long as it's not on during curling.
Oh, that's my point I brought up. See how that goes? Curling.
Yeah. I like figure skating. Gosh, that's cool.
Figure skating, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey.
Yeah,
well,
all of it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We moved. Did we successfully move off of that, Don?
I think so.
I hope so.
Wow. Last week, we talked a little bit about the deer, or the farm deer, you know, that they had. There was an issue with the CWD and transferring from some various places to Minnesota. Right now, CWD is now suspected in a wild deer harvested along the northwest Minnesota border. The first suspected case of the chronic wasting disease in wild deer along Minnesota border with North Dakota has prompted Minnesota Department of Natural Resources to implement voluntary CWD sampling for all deer harvested in the area during the 2021 firearms season. Of course, we talked about that before. And, you know, that whole thing that went on filters into another story that we'll do later on. And, you know, when you're looking at the CWD part of it, it's pretty amazing what it can do to a deer herd and what they have to do to get rid of it. And so super important on that side of the fence to make sure that people were complying with that, and that they followed along, as they say, the bouncing CWD ball. What do you think, Don?
I'm saving my thoughts.
Are you?
Yep. For later.
Wow. He's impressive.
He is.
Okay. Wow. The smile, you know, his smile just shines through.
It really does.
It really does. Well, let's jump on to what we teased earlier, Don.
Yes, big fish.
Big fish. Black muskie would be state record by nearly 2 pounds. And that's a big dog. The fish if certified by the DNR, would be the current state record. A 54-pounder pulled out of Winnipegoshish in 1957 by nearly 2 pounds. Pretty impressive.
Yeah,
right?
Where was this one caught?
Take one guess.
Lake of the Woods.
Nope.
That was Lake my Malak. One guess. Oh, it was on Malak.
Yep. This gentleman who caught it was fishing with two buddies, and their last outing of the year, talk about a Hail Mary.
Oh, yes.
They attempted to launch the boat in four different landings. One was frozen solid. Two had very low water before chopping out enough ice to get to launch their boat at 5 p.m. Night fish.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry, but going out at night with ice developing, that's dedication. I will say that.
Well, when you got to chop to get your way out,
yeah.
you might I hope they took the axe with them.
Back in. Not good.
No.
But we didn't get out there until dark, he said, and a phone conversation he had with the interviewer. We wanted to fish for a couple hours until after the moonrise. That's a big event within the muskie side of it. We'd fish about 20 days this fall on Mille Lacs, known for the record potential. Number of state records that have come out of there. And the fish bit right before the three were going to head back into the launch ramp.
Wow.
They probably pulled out a sandwich, and that's what did it. You know how that works.
Oh, yes.
Yep, yep. Beer sticks. You're out there for one bite, and you hope it's the right bite. And this one was definitely the right bite. He bit at the end of the cast on a soft plastic swim bait. Totally inhaled it, set the hook, and it bite was on. He said had the headlamp on, and they netted the fish. He started to realize record potential when the fish, and he tried to lift it. Now, having myself caught a 55-incher, I'm telling you what, you want to talk about
it's a lot to hold on to.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And they are
strong. Yes, really very strong.
They gave up the effort to release the fish after an hour trying to revive it. Unfortunately, that fish came in at 57 3/4 inches. It was longer than the current catch and release record, which was held by two muskies, both caught out of Lake Vermilion, that measured 57 1/4. He had a 29-inch girth.
That's enormous.
Is that crazy?
Yes.
They weighed the fish at a certified scale in an area UPS store, and they said they tried everything, but they could not get that thing to release. We realized the next best course was to respect the fish and get it certified as the next record. And they took it to the DNR West Metro Fishery Supervisor so that he could officially verify it as a muskie, which is an important avenue because you've got different strains that could be exchanged as what it would be actually yep. certified as. And they reviewed the application. They signed it for verification. And the John Hansen DNR Fishery Program consultant, he verified it, that it is the application. It is a muskie properly registered, and they verified the weight as well. So we will be watching that carefully. It should be coming out really quick as far as the next record possibly. So is that not cool or what?
Oh, yeah, it's big. It's two guys holding it, so... Very nice.
You got to have two guys in those things. I did with mine the same thing. So,
yep.
Well, tell you what, we're going to be back. And don't leave or turn that dial. We'll be back with more Valley Outdoors right after this. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. We talked a little bit about the Wisconsin result
in
the deer hunting season. We push off to see how Ohio has been doing, and they're off to a fantastic start. They had 21,754 deer in the week that started just after the 29th opening day of the season in November. And the past 3 years, hunters took an average of 13,000 deer on an opening day. Ohio's gun season is open till December 5th, coming up. You know, it's right there. And again, for 2 days on Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th of December. The weather for this year's opening was perfect and mostly partly sunny. Temperatures were cool. We like that. Walking in is nice. In 2020, the snow and rainy gun opener, they bagged 10,905 deer. And so they're definitely up from that. The fall is reaffirmed once again. Ohio is a top deer hunting state. And thanks to decades of stable deer management practices. And the weather definitely cooperated for outstanding open day harvest and generating about 1 million pounds of venison and feeding Ohio's families. And they probably had a lot of deer sticks as well involved in that.
Stop it now.
But yeah, you don't think of, a lot of people don't think of Ohio as being a big deer state, but it definitely has a strong deer population, and agricultural basis for it is a definite bonus for the deer and the habitat. So that's really kind of a nice thing. So kind of neat there. I think I want to jump into an article that it'll take a little bit of time to talk about, Don, but it's in the world that we're in, which is the outdoor world, hunting, fishing, boating is a big thing.
Right.
And I just happened to pull up this article, and I know from my standpoint in working in the boating industry, it's been a nightmare to try and get boats, and customers have really seen that that's the case across the board. No matter what brand you're looking for, it doesn't matter.
Or where you're looking for
it. Or where you're looking for it, exactly. We have people calling from literally from all Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota. I mean, everywhere. They're looking and trying to find it. And, it, of course, it's not news to most boating and outdoors people. The only thing that is more demand than toilet paper since COVID is the boats, which is true, and lead times and everything else. One of the things that's interesting is last year, when we talk about the shortage, everything seemed to hit at the same time. We had boats weren't being produced because of COVID, and we had shortage of employees to work at various different boat manufacturing facilities. But then you had the place that makes the foam in Texas. They had that big snowstorm, collapsed the whole plant. Then they also made resin, the resin used in all the fiberglass boats and anything that's going to be involved with either seats and rotomolding as well. So everything hit at the same time. In this particular story, it happens to focus on the Michigan side of it. But, you know, if you're looking at the two-foot-itis, in most cases, if you buy an 18 or 16-foot boat, your next boat's going to be 18. You go 18, it's 20. And therefore, people want to, they up. But really the access that comes into play, and you'll see a lot of posts online, there's a lot of people that are planning to upsize or at least upgrade for the 2022 season. They want to get a bigger boat. They used it a lot last year. You know, the boating was up. We talked about that, middle of the summer, you know, the boating usage. And this is one of those years when it actually, the sooner you get a boat, the better off you are, or try and find something to get one, because there will be an absolute minimal or zero when it comes to the traditional boat show seasons if you're trying to find something. And that's the difficult aspect of it. So, you know, looking for something, finding something you're liking is a key element. And it definitely is a buyer's market, especially for previously owned boats. That's the thing you have to watch for. And one of the comments that I really wanted to make, and, you know, I'm just kind of hitting the high points of the article, but when you look at buying a used boat, what you're going to find is that the used boat market is, they're selling boats for, let's say you have 200 hours on that boat. It could be four years old. They're selling for as much many times as a brand new boat. So the shock comes in exactly that. You can't find a boat. When you find something that's close to what you want, either A, it's gone, or B, the price is off the charts for a used boat that you don't get a warranty on, you don't get all that. So those are one of the stumbling blocks that you have to be careful of and you have to watch for, because they're really, you're not going to find many trade-in boats. It just doesn't happen because the market out there, guy at a lake place, he's got a pontoon, he wants to upgrade. His neighbor says, you're selling your boat? And next thing you know, it makes the round to the next guy, and that, okay, perfect, I'll take it, and it never makes it out to the market. So a lot of the good deals are not there on the used market either, so you really have to be careful in shopping for that used market product. So that's, in my mind, one of those things that you really have to watch, I guess is the best way to put it, and really be focused on year, the NADA value. Don't look at, oh, it's a great deal because I can't find anything, I'm giving up. So talk to your dealer, your local dealer, whoever that might be. Ask them for some information. They're there to help. And ask them if they can help with an ADA, those kinds of things.
Well, there's so many variables in a used boat when you're buying on the open market. I mean, just the way a boat is rigged, Some of the, you know, the locators and the GPS units that are in them, some of them might be just 3 years old. Some of them might have been off a previous boat. They might be 12 years old. So you got to know your models and all that kind of thing. So when you're making that purchase, you're buying something that's
viable.
Yes.
And that's one of the big things that you have to really investigate, research, take the time to do that. And like I said, don't be afraid. If you're not looking at buying a new boat, just call a dealer and say, look, I'm looking for a used boat. Can you just help me out? And they can walk you through the pitfalls. If they're a dealer worth their salt, they will do that for you mm-hmm. and help you with that. The whole goal is to try and get and understand that the dealer's there to help. Eventually, you're going to go in and get service. You're going to do something. And if you have a good experience with that dealer, look for those things that they're going to be providing you and being nice enough to say, I totally understand right now. Let me help you understand what's going on in the market. Let me tell you what we have right now. And you can decide in that balance of which one's going to be the direction to go. And it's not easy. The supply chain is not good, and it's not getting any better. So that's one of those things. So if you're looking at getting out and getting a boat this year and getting on the water, the time to order is sooner than later. Because right now, if you look at boats that you have that may be coming in, they may not make it for the opener right now. And that is saying something because...
Well, you don't know what delays are going to come up between now and then.
That may push them because right now the calendar is set. So more often than not, you're looking at February, March, April in that time frame with you if you order a boat right now or you put a name on a boat right now. So not here to strike fear, but I will say it's true. And it's the truisms that involve on that side of the fence. So one of those crazy things that go on. I think we're going to be talking a little bit next week. We'll talk about some of the rules that have gone into that the farmed deer side of the fence. Remember we talked about it a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
And the DNR sounds like they're in Minnesota. They're going to rescind that ban that they had. So I'm going to follow up on that a little bit, and we'll have more word next week. And I'd like to get a DNR guy on because there's a lot of that CWD conversation going on amongst the Midwest people, and I think it'd be a good idea to have a word from the horse's mouth, per se, and see what we can do from that point. So
right.
We'll tell you what, been great joining you guys. Glad for you guys listening to us, and we are the Valley Outdoors. For Don, myself, Eric, and Ava.
That's you. That's me.
That's you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are the Valley Outdoors. Thanks for joining us. Next week, we'll be here. Hope you will be too. See ya.